The involvement of the United States in the affairs of other countries in the Americas is not a completely happy history, not by a long shot. The United States got some black eyes over the years for taking a role in helping Latin American leaders into and out of office. A lot of the ire was directed at the School of the Americas, an Army training center at Fort Benning near Columbus, Georgia. SOA got prominent enough to be the focus of a group, School of the Americas Watch, or SOAW as it's often abbreviated, including at its website. It's been around for a quarter of a century now, though through changes at the school itself. Father Roy Bourgeois is the founder of School of Americas Watch, and he's visiting the Rogue Valley for an event that happened over the weekend with Peace House in Ashland. Father Roy, good to have you here.
Good to be with you, Jeffrey.
You've been at this for a long time. Give us a sketch of your own feeling about military involvement, because you were a military man yourself, you were just telling me.
Yeah, it took me a while to get involved in this issue. Coming out of a small town in Louisiana, didn't question U.S. foreign policy. And after college with a degree in geology, I volunteered for shore duty in Vietnam. I was a young naval officer. But Vietnam became that turning point in my life. I thought of staying in the military. That's why I went there. But being wounded there, but really I had never seen such violence and suffering of other people, the Vietnamese especially, and I started to question, as so many did, our presence there, and came to the conclusion I wanted to be a peacemaker rather than a warrior in the military. So actually I became a Catholic priest. I entered the Maryknoe Order. I grew up kind of a traditional Catholic in bayous of Louisiana. And when I was ordained way back in 1972, I was assigned to Bolivia to serve the poor in a slum on the outskirts of La Paz. And this became my home for the next 5 years. Bolivia was under a brutal dictator, General Hugo Banzer. Nearby was, of course, General Pinochet in Chile, the generals in Argentina, but we were supporting these military regimes. And, of course, it angered me as I lived with the poor. What I saw going on was not complicated. We were there exploiting the cheap labor, the vast natural resources. But it was in Bolivia where the poor became my teachers. I joined, of course, their struggle for justice, for a living wage, for life for their children. And in my fifth year, because of my work there, I was arrested and forced out of the country. When I came home, I became very involved in El Salvador after Archbishop Oscar Romero was assassinated. And four churchwomen from the U.S., two of them were good friends of mine, two Maryknoe nuns, Mara Clark and Anita Ford. They were raped and killed by the Salvadoran military. So when we went there, we found once again our country, the U.S., giving guns and training to those doing the killing. I had never seen anything like El Salvador. It was I had more fear there than in Vietnam. But what happened? We came back and we discovered this U.S. Army School of the Americas in our backyard. It was after six Jesuit priests, well-known priest scholars at the university there in San Salvador. They were massacred in 1989, along with their two women co-workers. And a congressional task force went there to investigate, came back reporting that those responsible were trained at the U.S. Army School of the Americas at Fort Benning, Georgia. So that's when I and a small group, a couple of us Vietnam vets, went there to investigate. And what we found really was a school that was well known in Latin America, especially Central America, as a school of assassins. But it was hiding behind this wall here. And we began to do some research, helped along by some members of Congress like Joe Kennedy, Joe Moakley, and others. And what we found, though, was that over 60,000 soldiers had trained here in combat. The big course counterinsurgency. The insurgents being the landless farmers, university students, labor leaders, spiritual leaders. And what we documented was those who killed the Jesuits, the churchwomen, Bishop Romero, all documented graduates of this school. So we started the School of the Americas. Our movement grew from a small
School of the Americas Watch.
School of the Americas Watch. And while starting with a small group way back in 1990 with 10 of us, in a few years, we had 10,000, and then later 20,000. And it wasn't complicated, Jeffrey. We were just really, many of us had worked in Latin America. We wanted to close the school. It was causing untold suffering and death to places, especially in El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras. It was all being paid for with our tax money. And we called for its closure. And it became a public relations nightmare for the Pentagon, actually. I mean, major newspapers, New York Times, Washington Post, L.A. Times, Chicago Tribune, all in their editorials, shut it down. It's a school of assassins, a school for dictators, school of torture. And so we came within seven votes to close it in Congress, cut off the funding, and that's when the Pentagon came up with the plan to change the name in the year 2000. They changed the name to the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation. For us, it was a little window dressing, really.
But it's WINSEC now.
WINSEC, exactly. And so for us, it's a new name, but the same shame. It's basically the same training, and we're still at it trying to shut it down.
For Father Roy Bourgeois, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the founder of School of the Americas Watch, School of the Americas, or School of Assassins, or you heard several of the different epithets that have been hurled at it over the years. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about the school itself, which is now, as you heard, called WINSEC, and School of Americas Watch, 800-838-3760, to join by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. How different a place do you think the world would be if there had been no School of the Americas?
Well, put it this way. I think Evo Morales in Bolivia, let me say, we over the years, a strategy of ours, we went to these countries to talk with their presidents, sending their troops here from 20 different countries in Latin America. And we got five of those presidents to withdraw their troops, those countries being Venezuela, Argentina, Ecuador, where we met with President Rafael Ortega, went to Nicaragua, met with President Daniel Ortega, and to Bolivia, where we met with the new president, Evo Morales. And he said it well, I thought. He said that this school should never have existed. It really was protecting the U.S. economic interests of the United States that was here, living off the backs of our people. And that's the way it was. We were there. We needed the military to protect our economic policies that were really all about exploiting cheap labor. There was such thing as a minimum wage there. You could pay a worker there a dollar a day. And we were exploiting their resources, nothing new, of course. We were kind of the new conquistadors. And so without a doubt, I mean, right now the 80,000 soldiers that have been trained at this school, again, in our name with our tax money, as they say in these countries, have brought untold suffering and death to our people.
What have been the avenues of protest you've used over the years at School of America's Watch? I mean, you obviously got attention from members of Congress, and as you mentioned, by vote, got very close. I'm going to guess the congressional members from Georgia probably were not part of that.
Yeah, but exactly. But let me say, though, it took a while to get the media involved, Congress. Again, there was a lot. Our greatest enemy in this country is ignorance, I feel. We know so little about U.S. foreign policy, including among our members of Congress. And they have never been to these countries. And they think they might be doing well, but really they're not. But what happened was our movement was rooted in nonviolence. We insisted on that, being very inspired, of course, by the civil rights leaders, Dr. King and Mahatma Gandhi, Cesar Chavez and others. That was going to be our way. But at the same time, we were going to use some direct action. We were going to protest and risk arrest. And over the years, I mean, we at the mass gathering, 20,000 in front of the main gate of Fort Benning. I mean, we had speakers from Latin America, musicians, workshops, and that Sunday was a solemn funeral procession, very spiritual. Thousands carried those small white crosses bearing the names of the victims of those killed by these graduates, many of them children. And we would process, and the names called out, and they would say, Presente, they're here with us. And then it became a tradition. There were always some, after a lot of reflection, who crossed the line. And when we went on to Fort Benning, we were arrested, charged with trespassing. And over the years, over 350 of us have gone to prison, sentenced 6 months. a lot of nuns, clergy, college students. And I have to say I've spent a little over 4 years in federal prison for nonviolent protest on this issue. No regrets.
I mean, not all at once, right?
I'm sorry?
Not all 4 years at once.
No. The longest sentence was a year and a half and a whole bunch of six-month sentences. But when we go to prison, of course, the truth can't be silenced. It brought more people into the movement. And so that continues to be our... Let me just say, too, very quickly, this last month we went to the border, U.S.-Mexico border, to express our love and solidarity, support with the migrant coming, being forced out of their countries, especially because of poverty, violence, connecting to the School of the Americas issue in its long history. And we had a few thousand people there, and we're going to go back this coming year. We were in Nogales, Arizona, right on the border there. And we are going to express our movement, more solidarity with our migrant sisters and brothers.
Again, Father Roy Bourgeois, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the founder of School of the Americas Watch. School of the Americas now operating as WINSEC, the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation in Columbus, Georgia, at Fort Benning. You can join our discussion in the few minutes we have left. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. I notice you have asked the courts to release the names of people involved with WINSEC. What's that about, and what's been the success?
We were getting the names, Jeffrey, and they were very important because whenever there were atrocities, especially in Colombia, Guatemala, El Salvador, when we had the names, we could, of course, make that connection. And
the names of whom?
I'm sorry?
The names of whom?
The graduates from the school. Okay. When they were involved in the atrocities, we got thousands of names. But after 9/11... Actually, then a few years later, in 1994, they stopped giving us the names. They said in the name of national security. At the same time, the commandants of the school, a couple who I've debated, they talk about transparency of this school, which is not, it's hiding behind this wall of secrecy. We feel we have a right to those names, but we just lost our appeal in the courts of California. They refused to give us the names, but we're going to continue to fight for those names. We have a right to them. I want to say, too, time is so short, I want to get into this other issue of an injustice that got me in big trouble.
Before we get there, I want to ask a little more about Fort Benning and School of the Americas. The argument that it's better to have the United States training people rather than other countries. I have seen that out there. I wonder where you fall on that.
Yeah, we've heard that. And the thing is, we've got a long history. This school has a long history of training. Again, up to date, over 80,000. There's no other country that offered when the school was going to be closed to train. They knew we were going to follow that school wherever it went. And there was no country who actually even, thought about taking these people who are brutal. They're militaries from Latin America to start training them. But for more information, there's so much more to be said. Folks can just go to our website, SOAW.org, SOAW.org.
Okay, and you were moving off into something else, and I think it's about the fact that even though we call you Father Roy Bourgeois, you're not technically a priest anymore.
According to many Catholics, when you're ordained, they tell us as priests, thou art a priest forever. Mm-hmm. Well, that's unless you speak out about women's ordination. And what happened in my case after being a Catholic priest for 40 years and getting all kinds of support, and going to prison, being kicked out of Bolivia and El Salvador later, protesting the military regimes there. But when I started calling for the ordination of women in my work in SOA Watch, talking about the injustice out there in Latin America, I discovered this injustice in my church. Women cannot be ordained. And I met many devout Catholic women telling me about how God is calling them to be priests. Why not? We as Catholics in most church faith traditions say men and women are created equal. Well, in the Catholic Church, we don't live that out. And what I saw at the very core of this teaching was an all-male clerical culture. The Catholic Church is a patriarchy. And I'm sad to say this, but most priests and bishops, popes, see women as lesser than men. It's called sexism. Sexism, like racism, like homophobia, is wrong. It's a sin. It's not the way of a God who created everyone, no exceptions, everyone of equal worth and dignity. No, all races, genders, sexual orientation. So I felt I had to speak out. I was warned by the Vatican to stop. I was going against the church teaching women could not be ordained, and I said they could. This is a law of you know, men who, again, see women as inferior. And I got three canonical warnings, and just 4 months before Pope Francis was made Pope, Pope Benedict sent me the letter that I was expelled. It was very, very difficult. I had never, ever experienced that kind of pain or rejection. But I have to tell you, struggling with a lot of anger and disappointment, I've come to the conclusion now that it was actually a blessing. I got a glimpse of what so many people have gone through for centuries in the Catholic Church and other churches in society because of their race, their gender, and sexual orientation, what they have been through in the way of rejection on a much deeper level. But that glimpse has given me enough, Jeffrey. Right now, I'm working more on. I'm still full time on the School of the Americas issue, shutting it down. We're going to shut it down. But I'm also spending a lot of my time and energy working for the ordination of women and LGBT equality in the Catholic Church and in society.
I only have about a minute left. Do you think that if you had managed to hold on and still be part of the church until Pope Francis became Pope, would the story have been different?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Just about 4 days ago, before coming to this beautiful port of Oregon, Pope Francis was asked by a woman reporter, will women be ordained? And he said, never, ever. He supported Pope John Paul's encyclical that was very clear in 1994. Women will not be ordained. They cannot. And so I, in fact, I just wrote, I'll leave it with you, this open letter to Pope Francis. I always believe that he had, four months later, he would not have expelled me if he'd have been Pope. But I wrote to him, said, I know better now. I knew that you would also have expelled me. And while he's doing, you know, a lot better in many different areas, but he has not made any changes in the church teachings on homosexuality and, of course, on women's ordination. So it's a great disappointment. But the good news, though, just real quick, 75% of Catholics support women priests and gay marriage. The Catholic Church is in big trouble.
There are no small issues in your realm, are there?
No.
No, I could see that. Father Roy Bourgeois is the founder of the School of the Americas Watch online at soaw.org. It is attempting to close down what is now referred to as WINSEC, the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation. He's been in the Rogue Valley for a couple of days and agreed to talk to us on his way out. Father Bourgeois, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.